In Brussels, it's the first of three official days of mourning for the dead and hundreds injured in yesterday's suicide bombings. Authorities are starting to release details of the men they believe were responsible for the attacks on the airport and subway station. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has more from Brussels.
Belgian officials at a press conference here shared more details about yesterday's two-pronged bombing attacks. Prosecutor Frederik van Leu said there were four men involved and that they now know who two of them were. He said they were Belgians and brothers and had criminal records.
L'explosion s'est produite à l'intérieur de la deuxième rame.
The prosecutor said the man who blew himself up in the second car of a metro train while it was stopped at a station beneath the EU headquarters area was Khaled El Bakraoui. His older brother, Ibrahim, was one of two men who detonated a bomb at the Brussels airport, the prosecutor said. Later in the day, the Turkish media said Turkey had tried to warn the Belgians that they had arrested and deported Ibrahim El Bakraoui, but the Belgians found no reason to take action against him.
Dans une poubelle de la même rue, les enquêteurs ont trouvé un ordinateur contenant...
Today, Belgian prosecutor Van Leu said they found Bakraoui's computer thrown in a trash can on the same street where police had raided an apartment.
Ne plus savoir quoi faire, être recherché de partout.
He said on it was a note in which the airport bomber wrote he felt he was in danger because police were closing in. Bakraoui also wrote that he worried if he waited, he might end up in a cell.
Un chauffeur de taxi s'est présenté à la police.
The prosecutor said what investigators found in the apartment was alarming, including 37 pounds of explosives, nails, and other bomb-making materials. But there is a lot more the investigators still don't know, like the identity of the second airport bomber, or the third man in the photograph that was taken minutes before the airport explosions. In it, he and the two bombing suspects pushed their explosive-laden bags through the departure hall on luggage carts. The prosecutor says the man escaped and left behind his unexploded bomb, which had the biggest explosive charge. The search for the suspect has led the Belgian government to extend their highest state of alert, which suggests they fear another attack is imminent. In the capital, residents gathered in front of the stock exchange to chant for Belgian solidarity against terrorism, while police nearby frisked citizens and their belongings at metro stops and outside public buildings. One woman in attendance was Elizabeth Garlick. The British citizen who has lived here for 20 years says she didn't mind the extra police scrutiny.
I would be concerned if that wasn't the situation. I mean, they're doing a good job, and it's uncomfortable. But what I am worried about is unnecessarily ethnic profiling for the people who've been here for years. That there'll be a problem, and it'll be the seed of the problem in the future as well.
So far, few Belgians appear to be complaining about the increased security measures in their capital. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Brussels.